listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life service for Wednesday, April 5th, 2017. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening. Glad to be here.
And of course, Michael Kelly is also helping us producing behind the scenes and sometimes in front of the scenes. Welcome, Michael.
Good evening, everybody.
So we'd like to welcome those joining us live as well as those listening to the archives. We appreciate your time tonight. The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit as well as to explore science and spirituality. And in addition to this weekly service, we also have several other educational programs, including EmpowerOfRecovery.com, which offers help for the friends and family of alcoholics and addicts, Paranexus.org, an Association of Anomalous Researchers, MetaphysicsInstitute.org, our flagship school that offers bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysical science, spiritual counseling, life coaching, healing, hypnosis, paranormal science, and several other areas. And, of course, Thomas Francis University, which offers standalone metaphysical courses and degrees at tfuniversity.org. I'd like to read our abbreviated 9 principles of belief, as is customary. Keep them at the top of the mind awareness. The first one is, do no harm, do right. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And to read the expanded version of these 9 principles, please see metaphysicalhumanism.org. Now tonight, we're going to, if anybody in the chat room, the live chat room there has a question that they would like discussed, please put it in there. We'll be happy to discuss that. We're going to do a couple of card pulls. We're going to basically do our snapshot storyline thing. We're going to do 2 variations. We're going to do 5 cards each, but we're going to do a slow draw, as we call it, and then a quick draw. Which one do you want to do first, Dr. Hunter?
Well, I pulled 1 card to give us a start.
All right, we'll do this slow draw. We're going to basically going to do 5 cards, 1 at a time, discuss them briefly, and then we'll put them together as we go. So let's start with the first one.
Well, it's number 1, perfection.
Well, that's good. What was it again?
Perfection.
Perfection, that's a good one.
The first card in the Life Leadership Paragon. Always remember that you're perfect just as you are, a perfect work in progress, always changing and growing. Today is a reflection of past choices, and tomorrow is changeable by choices made today. This card may indicate that a situation is either perfect or not perfect for you. Embrace all mistakes as they're vital to your growth while striving for a better future. Reflect to see what contributes to your perfect journey and move forward gracefully. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked about perfection a lot on this program, and of course we teach everything that card just said in our curriculum, and it's interesting to see how much of a foreign concept that is to a lot of people when they first hear it. I can't tell you how many students say, you know, when I first heard that, of course I'm not perfect, nobody's perfect, blah, blah, blah. It's all that social conditioning. But as they read on and they learn more about what it means, what it doesn't mean, they change their mind, because there is no such thing as that thing called, we call perfection, a thing we understand. It's just a fantasy. It's just a dogma, if you will, designed to control and manipulate through guilt and shame, because you know you're never good enough. And so we just don't do that. Everybody's perfect just the way they are. You're perfectly where you're at because of choices and decisions you've made in the past. And if you don't like where you're at, no problem. Make different decisions and you'll be in a different place. It's very straightforward. You know, and we also talk about embracing mistakes. You cannot separate mistakes from human beings. If you did, you wouldn't have a human being. That's how we learn and grow. So that's the short version of what perfection is. So let's build a story. Let's go to the next card.
I picked number 6, which is boundaries.
Okay.
It's important for you to establish clear boundaries for yourself. Equally, it's necessary to be aware of others and to not overstep or encroach on their boundaries. This is a mark of a self-complete individual. Reassess and assertively protect your healthy boundaries while looking to see if you're overstepping elsewhere. Begin with asking yourself, who owns me?
All right. Another good card, something boundaries we have to deal with every day on a lot of different levels, personal, professional, so forth. So we've got perfection and boundaries. You know, perfection implies obviously feeling good about yourself, and boundaries are crucial to that. If you don't have healthy boundaries, you're not going to feel good about much of anything, let alone yourself. So if you have any comments, go ahead. Otherwise, let's pull the third card.
No, this is telling a story. It's really quite interesting because the next card I've selected. See, everybody know I do shuffle the cards. I fan them out on my table in front of me and go from there. So I just drew blocks, which is number 3 in the wild card suit. So there's a time for movement and a time to sit still. What may seem like blocks could be an opportunity to reevaluate allowing the universe to open new doorways. At times, we simply need to get out of our own way in order for events to unfold as they should. It can feel like free-falling when a leap of faith is required. If blocks continue, it may be a time for a new direction. Don't dismay. Blockages serve purposes. Diligence and insight is required. Remain open.
Okay. So we've got blocks. we've got blockage, you know, and that's and that card is really a good one, because I think we've all felt blocked at times. I know I have, and when I do feel blocked, there's usually a reason for it, and often for me it's because I don't have enough data. I don't have enough information in order to make a decision on a direction to go. And so that means when I feel blocked, I need to learn something. I need to take in more information. I need to do research on it, whatever it happens to be. And once I have sufficient data, sufficient information, then I feel like I'm no longer blocked and I can move forward and I get things done. But that's just been the way it has been for years with me. You know, there's times I wanted to write a course and I had it kind of mapped out a little bit, but there was something blocking me. I couldn't move forward with it because I lacked necessary information that needed to go in that course, but I didn't know what it was. But after a little time and research, it became clear that that's what was missing and that's what I needed, and then I could go ahead and finish it. You can apply that to a lot of things in life.
Well, but you also need esteem and validation for that, too. So,
yeah.
You know, here's number 2 in the Life Leadership Paragon. Self-esteem is self-worth based on internal expectations and validation, not to be confused with them-esteem, which is the self-worth based on external expectations and validation. That means simply what other people think. High self-confidence is not the same as high self-esteem. Self-validation is the highest regard to give to yourself. Fully experience the truths of your own path.
Well, that kind of goes in right along with perfection and boundaries. self-esteem and validation. Let's pull another card. I feel like we need to complete this.
You're going to love it. Energy signature, number 26. So here's, you know, I'm just going to say I've got these five cards in front of me. I've got perfection, boundaries, blocks, esteem and validation, and then energy signature. So I think it is, you know, questioning what we see of as perfection and understanding that we are perfect and that we have to establish boundaries for ourselves. Look at what kinds of blocks we have, you know, that's preventing us from being more of who we are, and restoring some esteem and giving yourself healthy validation. And part of that is understanding about energy signatures and what we put out into the world. So I'll read this. This card is a call to be aware of energy signatures, which is the vibe a person puts out, or energy of a situation. Energy signatures are changed by increased awareness resulting from gaining more knowledge and wisdom of self. Review the present energy signature that you might be sending, or that of a situation, individual, or relationship. Keep what's healthy. Remove what's unhealthy. Remember, you cannot change others. You can only change yourself and your own energy signature. I think there's a story in that, Dr. Kelly.
You know, it's very interesting. Tonight, I was thinking about talking about Life Leadership Paragon with as part of our sacred obligations, and I just didn't, and apparently I'm supposed to, you know, because these cards are all about it. In fact, if you're on the broadcast page below the chat room, you can see our sacred obligations. One of them is number 3. It's attune your life leadership paragon. So let me take these five different cards and let's talk about it. And you know, in our courses we teach life leadership coaching, which is based on the life leadership paragon. The life leadership paragon consists of 3 traits, which creates a 4th. They are self-acceptance, self-responsibility, respect for free will, and they synergistically create self-completeness. The ability to stand on your own 2 feet, know who you are, why you are who you are, basically self-esteem, not them-esteem. You validate yourself. It's a very enlightened position. And you can't achieve that unless you accept yourself as you are, unless you accept responsibility for yourself and where you're at, and unless you respect other people's rights. And so if you do all that, you bring those things into order. And here's how it works. If you've got any adversity is simply a state of disorder. So if you've got problems in your life, that's the equivalent of adversity. Well, to get rid of adversity, you've got to put things back in their proper order. This is all simple in concept. It takes some time and effort to do it, of course, but simple in concept. If you've got adversity in your life, what is out of its proper order? If you go into a room that's all cluttered in a mess, well, it's easy to see what's out of its proper order, right? So you clean up that room, you put things back in their proper order, now you've got a clean room. Now you no longer have the adversity that you once did. The same is true with our lives, whether it's relationships or jobs or whatever you want to, whatever the adversity is, something is out of its proper order, and it is up to us to put it back in its proper order. And sometimes that means letting go of relationships, even close relationships, because if anytime somebody takes more from a relationship than they give and they're not willing to change, the relationship is over. It has to be. And that's why self-complete people, they have too much self-respect and too much dignity to go on in a miserable state when they're not creating it. So if you are creating it, well, you need to stop that. You need to put things back in their proper order. Once you accept yourself and you put that self-acceptance in its proper order, meaning you are worthy, you deserve it, you deserve the good things in life, the same as anyone else, no more, no less. When you really understand that you are worthy and you don't compare yourself to other people, then you bring that self-acceptance into its proper order. You balance it out. The next thing to work on is respect for free will. You respect other people. You don't give unsolicited advice, even to your adult children. You can share a concern, but you don't give unsolicited advice. You respect other people's right to do whatever. You know, and once you've balanced out self-completeness and you've balanced out respect for free will, self-responsibility pretty much falls into place. Now you're taking a healthy responsibility for yourself. You're not taking responsibility for another adult by telling them what to do. And once you've balanced these, it leads to self-completeness. And here's the cool thing. This all includes boundaries, and it includes energy signatures. An energy signature is just the vibe that we give off. You know, we've all met people at times, and they have a good energy about them. They have a good vibe. They're cool people, whatever. We've also met people that maybe creep us out. They're a little weird or different. They have just a weird vibe about them. That's all energy signatures, and we all pick up on that. We need to think of this in terms of healthy versus unhealthy energy signatures. Take the person who many of us either are or have been, by the way, me included. You go from one dysfunctional relationship to another. Why is that? You don't want that, but that's what ends up happening. Well, with energy signatures, like attracts like. That's just a law, a cosmic law. Like attracts like. Birds of a feather flock together. You've heard all that. It is not true that opposites attract. That's social conditioning that's wrong. Like attracts like. So if a person has a healthy energy signature, they're going to tend to attract other people with healthy energy signatures. Yes, there will be those unhealthy people that come along, but if you have a healthy energy signature, it means you know who you are, why you are, how you are. You're not going to get into a relationship with them because you see the red flags. Conversely, people with an unhealthy energy signature attract other people with unhealthy energy signatures. It's called external replication. If you want things to be right in your outside world, you got to make them right in your inside world first. That's the kicker. Once your energy signature is healthy, a lot of things are moving in the right direction now. So, you know, you understand that you're perfect. You have healthy boundaries. You have a good self-esteem, and you validate yourself, and you have a good, healthy energy signature. And what does that do? That removes blocks, is what it does. And it gets rid of adversity. Any comments, Dr. Hunter?
Well, there was a comment in the chat room about energy signatures at work are difficult, so much so that I'm not going to say your name. I love to the archives, but... so much so that she's ready to quit her job. And I think that, you know, it's one of those things where you can't just put all the energy signature on yourself when you're in a workplace. Everybody's got a frequency, but you have to decide what kind that you're going to have. If you still can't, and the environment is that negative, and as you've mentioned, it's a really good job, then you have to reevaluate it. And ask if these people are affecting your signature. And, you know, is it maybe not such a good place? But, you know, in the real world, you have to be really careful about making these kinds of decisions. Just quitting a job doesn't mean a guarantee to get another one. So do your best in these things to, you know, access different skills, you know, and back to the life leadership paragon. Different skills of dealing with different people, you know, trying different things, or sometimes it's just tune out, do your job, say hi to everybody, smile, and go home, because maybe there wouldn't be another job. So I'm just saying that there's, I think that in various, you know, varied situations, we can't put it all on ourselves, that like attracts like. Well, something attracted you there, which could just be that you really like that job. But there's no guarantee to know all the people who are there. Just like you buy a house in a neighborhood, you can't always guarantee that you're going to like all your neighbors, you know. But it's kind of tricky. You just have to evaluate, try different things, and do your best, unless it's absolutely intolerable and it's affecting your health, your mental well-being, and then assess there.
And I agree with all of that because, yeah. You know, you don't want to just quit a job that's, especially if it's a good job and you don't have any other recourse. You try to find something else first, and then obviously that's the best way to go about it. Another thing to keep in mind is detachment. You can detach. You go to work, you deal with it, but you don't bring that home with you. Now, that takes some effort and some strength and all that. But if it is getting to you and you just can't live with it, and I've been in that position before, just can't live with it, then you got to do what you got to do. But if at all possible, try to make the wise choices for your own benefit and not just quit, but go to something different or better. So, all right.
I think to keep in mind is that we're all evolving and we all have our own life lessons. And somebody mentioned to me the other day that they felt they had really bad karma, a lot of things happening. And I would just like to insert that here, that we're in more than just our own vibrational frequency. It's one of the things I talk about in natural law and the natural laws of attraction. There are many other things that work besides ourselves. And I don't know that bad karma has anything to do with it, but frequencies of energy, and that we're just trying to, each of us, progress, evolve, and do the best we can. So don't be too hard on yourselves is what I'm saying.
All right.
Maybe this is a good time just to bring up a question that was asked earlier about vulnerability.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because maybe this is where it does make us feel weakened or vulnerable. And, I do completely understand. I think there's varying degrees of vulnerability. You go to your doctor, you're vulnerable. You go to your dentist, oh, holy cow, man, you are so vulnerable. I think there's nothing worse than going to a dentist, really, if not. And, I mean, somebody's, got all the power and wrong thing and you're hooped. But those are varying degrees of vulnerability. If you're vulnerable in a social situation, well, there are things that you can do about that. And I would just like to insert here that I have this sense, feel, think, and do kind of formula. And basically is, how do I feel? Like, we're all emotional people, so we have an emotion. Acknowledge that emotion. Sense what the environment is. And I'm sorry, I had to laugh. Fran just mentioned the OBGYN. Yeah, that is seriously vulnerable, Fran. So anyway, we have this, we have our emotions, and then we have an intuition. We have sensory perception and intuition. And not only that, it activates empathy. So it's like that exchange of energy. And you start to acknowledge that. Now you're thinking about it. So when you acknowledge these things, your brain's kicking in, you're thinking, and now you have a decision. So you can elect to do nothing. It's still a decision. And when you make that decision to even do nothing, you're taking responsibility, because it can always be revisited and you can do something. So understand that vulnerability can be turned into a different, a different energy, providing that we're accessing all of our internal resources, and we are that. If you're in a vulnerable physical situation, as my taekwondo master would say, the first thing to do is run. And don't try to challenge anybody, just run. But again, you feel vulnerable in the workplace, you feel vulnerable in other places, there's certain things that we can do because we have control, or at least management over our own self and our responses. So, and however you want to be proactive as it allows. But, let's acknowledge that there's sometimes we are vulnerable and we have to build trust. So Hopefully you're with somebody you trust. And it doesn't always work out, because I've learned that was misplaced trust. But, you have to go back again, because you still need a dentist, you still need a doctor, so you have to sometimes go through a few of them before you find one. And that's just the way life is. So you look for people you believe, number one, are really good at what they do. And I always say you don't even have to really like them. You have to respect what they do, and that they do good work and they're not going to put you in harm's way. So, I don't have to like somebody for him to be a good dentist or her. That's what I'm saying to you. So it's about doing a good job. Go ahead.
Let's also talk about perceived vulnerabilities.
That's true.
Because some of the ones you just talked about, yeah, you can kind of feel vulnerable at times. And sometimes vulnerabilities are legitimate and real. But so often, they're not. They're perceived. We perceive ourselves as being vulnerable when we don't have to feel that way. It's a matter of belief, right? You know, your belief is your reality. If you feel vulnerable, then you are. Well, we don't have to feel vulnerable in everything, you know, and a lot of folks walking around feel vulnerable and they've been hurt, you know, so they have a hard time trusting. And if that describes you, then you can always afford to give people the benefit of the doubt at least once. You know, you don't go jumping in the pool head first if you don't know how deep it is. So, you know, if you have a new person in your life, you're not sure, you can test the water a little bit. You know, you can still give them the benefit of the doubt, but you don't go in full bore without some proof, you know, some footing, you got to build that, some history. And so we can feel vulnerable, but we don't have to. You know, if you know who you are and why you are who you are, it doesn't matter what situation you're in, really. You can handle it. Now, I'm not talking about somebody, you know, mugging you or some life or death thing. I'm just talking about typical social interactions. You know,
we're not talking abusive relationships either.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. And those you've got to run from. If you're in an abusive relationship, you know, and there's physical abuse or other kinds, once is one time too many. You know, if that's the case, it's over. It's got to be over. Unfortunately, so many times it's not. And so if there is any of that kind of abuse going on, it's the relationship's over with. It's done, because that's a huge betrayal of trust. You can never trust them again. So that's vulnerabilities. Let's move on. Do we want to do – let's pull some cards for those who'd like.
Actually, I did. Oh, I pulled five cards here.
If you want to do that quick draw, then go ahead. If anybody in the chat room wants a card pull, put your name in the chat room, and then we'll do that right after.
Well, I'm just going to go through these really quickly, and I think without even reading what they mean, I think you can put it together. I did shuffle up the cards, by the way. I put my mute button on, shuffled the cards so you didn't hear that, and fanned them out. Be who you are. Walk your own path. That's number three, by the way. The second card I pulled was meaning and purpose. That's number two for those who are writing it down. Pay it forward is number 29. Power of belief, number 25. And the last card is positive consciousness. So if we just tell a story, and if you're doing this for yourself at home or even a three-card spread, five-card spread, tell the story to it. They're just talking to you, right? Be who you are. Walk your own path. Find some meaning and purpose in your life and give to others. Pay it forward. And that increases your power of belief and restores positive consciousness. I like it. Dr. Kelly?
Okay. So good. I'm still trying to write them all down and wrap my brain around them, you know. each one of those is powerful in and of itself.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
So do we have any cards?
Yeah, we do. And maybe Michael wants to chime in here. Michael, if you have your cards handy, maybe you can grab one there for Colleen.
Oh, I'd be more than happy to. And actually, I did grab one here. I have Continuity of Life. That is number 16. Human consciousness transcends the physical body, allowing a new chapter of life to continue. Stability and peace is assured with continuity and the flow of day-to-day life. There is a reason to hope for a favorable outcome in the face of adversity or a difficult situation. You are a living example of the continuity of life. Cherished values will continue to live and grow. Sometimes we must allow a current chapter to close so that a new chapter may begin.
I like that one. So however that fits for you, Colleen. Dr. Kelly, you want to say anything?
Yeah, that fits with what we've just been talking about, you know, adversity. You learn a lesson, you put things back into proper order. It's a continuity of life. You you start a new chapter. One door closes, another one opens. It can be applied through a lot of our discussion tonight. So that's the cool thing about life. You know, a lot of people resist change, but change is absolutely part of life. And we can look forward to something. We might be devastated because we got fired or, you know, laid off, something like that. But that could be the best thing that ever happened to us, because it could lead to something great. And so look for those silver linings. Look for those opportunities.
Well, I took liberty here and grabbed one for Shelley. And Shelley, you get number one in the wild card suit, and that's Paradox. This is a really interesting card, though. A truth can be found in seemingly contradictory ideas. What may seem like a false proposition can be a set of new ideas and ways of thinking. I think you were just kind of saying that, Dr. Kelly. Your solution may lay in the opposite direction than you think. Keep in mind that the cosmos works in equals and opposites. Not all truths lay in common opinions. This may be a time for contrarian thinking and opening your mind to what may not make sense at first, and thus new perspectives are discovered. You know?
Yeah, there's a comment from the last card. I think that's what I'm impatient about. I know the next door's coming. I just have to wait for this one to close. And again, I'll go back to what we said. Yeah, you want to do things prudently, but sometimes we have to close those doors. And that might be the paradox that you're looking for. Of course, now I'm drawing off of two different cards.
Yeah, that was for Shelley, but just the same, they do tie together. I think, you know, if I can say, really listen to your intuition. Once you get your emotions out of the way, you can use your intuition as a guide. You'll know. You know in your gut. So, and for Shelley, this paradox, it's don't always take things at face value. You know, it can be contradictions everywhere. So
sometimes the things that we hate to do, don't want to do, are the very things that we need to do. Sometimes the very things we should do are the things we resist, we fight, we don't think there's any value there. So we have to look for those paradoxes.
Yeah. Do you want to grab one for Fran there, Michael?
Oh, I'd be more than happy to. In fact, just grabbed groundedness, number 37.
Good one.
Remain grounded by looking for evidence that supports or refutes claims or beliefs. Having a compelling and defensible basis for your beliefs, especially esoteric beliefs. An absence or denial of evidence does not assure a truthful conclusion. Be willing to examine beliefs, assumptions, and opinions and weigh them against facts. Suspend judgment until you have considered all the facts or have more facts to uncover. Adjust opinions when new facts are found.
All right. So, you know, and those are obviously, we've talked about those. I want to add something to this one, though. We need to keep our feet on the ground, our head on our shoulders. I mean, that's the point of this card of groundedness. Doesn't mean we need to be closed-minded. We can still be open-minded, but we have to be very picky in what we're going to accept into our belief system. We need some compelling evidence or some rationale. We need whatever we believe, we need to be able to defend it. But the thing I want to add is congruency. You know, a lot of people will have a lot of different beliefs that, frankly, contradict. They conflict. And we need to make sure that whatever our belief system is, it is congruent with each other. One belief is congruent with another one. It harmonizes. It doesn't conflict. And so keeping our feet on the ground, especially when it comes to metaphysics, there's a lot of foo-foo folks out there who are way out in orbit. They'll believe about anything because it's, you know, acceptable or popular, faddish within their sphere of folks. But we need to examine what we believe, and we need to make sure it fits in with the rest of what we believe. We can't believe in conflicting things, and I see that a lot. If you have one thing, you can't possibly have another, but a person will believe in both of those. And so just congruency, you know, make sure you're grounded, be able to defend your beliefs to a reasonable degree, and make sure that they're congruent.
I pulled esteem and validation for Heather.
Okay.
You know, we already pulled that one earlier, but I'm just going to do a quick read here for you, Heather. Self-esteem is self-worth based on internal expectations, which is not them esteem, which is external expectations. And, of course, high self-confidence is not the same as high self-esteem. Self-validation is the highest regard you give to yourself. Fully experience the truths of your own path. So that's a little message for you tonight. So I think we have next Tabitha. Michael, you've got Tabitha?
Absolutely. Actually, I took the liberty of drawing a card, and Tabitha, I drew wild card number 3, blocks.
Yeah.
That's two in a row, huh?
And I'll go ahead and read that one again. It's, there is a time for movement and a time to sit still. What may seem like blocks could be an opportunity to reevaluate while allowing the universe to open new doorways. At times, we simply need to get out of our own way in order for events to unfold as they should. It can feel like a free falling when leap of faith is required. If blocks continue, it may be a time for a new direction. Do not dismay. Blockages serve purposes. Diligence and insight is required. Remain open.
Good one.
That's good. Do we have anybody else?
Oh, yeah. We got, I think that was Tabitha, right? We have Teresa on the list. I have greatness to deliver for you, Teresa. And that's number 30 in the cards in sequence. So every human being is born with greatness to deliver. Greatness embodies unique self-actualization and self-completeness, and it doesn't settle for mediocrity. Greatness goes above and beyond what's common and aspires to nobility of character. Greatness is part of the solution, not part of the problem. Remind yourself to ask the questions, what do I need to reawaken in me in order to deliver my greatness? Remember your value. Delivering your greatness is making a difference in the world. That's a good one. That's just, sometimes we need those little, they're big, cosmic 2x4s to remind us of that, you know, that we all have our greatness to deliver. And that doesn't mean to be rich and famous. I wish people would keep that in perspective. It just means being you and doing your part. So.
Good.
Okay, now we have, I'm trying to scroll here with the,
I was trying to take a look, too. I don't think we have anybody else, but I...
Yeah, we have Frank there. Frank has asked for a card tonight. So, go ahead there, Michael. Grab one there for Frank.
All right, Frank. I pulled number 20, Deliberate Intent.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The simple act of intention registers your wants and desires with the universal consciousness, which then sets energy in motion for their attainment. Deliberate intent is focusing your intent like a laser, causing you to become entangled with whatever it is you desire. It is not magic. It requires effort. Focus on what you want, not on what you don't have. Release with patience.
Patience. There's that patience thing again.
Patience. Yeah,
I know.
Anyway, but that fits in so well with what we've been talking about. You know, if you're in the midst of some adversity or some blocks or whatever, focus on what you want to happen and then work toward that. Don't focus on what you don't have. Focus on what you want. And that's just the way of the universe. That's the way of consciousness. You get what you focus on. What is it, you know, energy goes where, what's the expression, energy goes where, I forget the, you all probably know it, I'm just having a 50-something moment here. You know, something goes where energy flows. I know that's the, but I can't remember the key word there. But basically, we get what we focus on. We get what we visualize. And so, We need to do that. That's the way of the universe. It's the cosmic way. It's the way of consciousness. And it works. I'm telling you, it does work. I know that from experience. I always get what I want. I'm still waiting to win the lottery, but I always get what I want. Always, in time. In due time, it comes. And because if I focus on it, so it works. It really does.
You know, I might just add a little something in here for about patience, if I may. Remember in life that you're in it for the long haul, and there's nothing to be in a big hurry about. Usually when you're impatient, it's the want for control. And it's being willing to participate in the process of life rather than trying to control exactly when things happen. Basically, we set a goal, and not only do we set a goal, we've decided how that goal is going to happen without regard for all this other interaction we have with other people, life, things that, you know, call us for emergencies or, you know, little sidetracks. But you can still stay on your path of your goal, but being resilient in managing with life. And so I always say, you know, like, chill. Really, it's about chill out and go with the flow. You know what you're doing and keep going forward. Just don't demand things and exactly when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen. And you'll learn that patience. And it's a beautiful thing when you start to chill out. Now, you know, I do think, honestly, a lot of that has to do with aging, too, that we learn that it's going to happen when it's going to happen. You do the best that you can. And as Colleen just said, keep swimming. That's right. You know, you just keep going. So learn patience. If you're in it for the long haul, then you just observe and participate and be a part of life and learn about yourself, learn about others, and keep going. Keep moving forward. It's the best you can do.
All right. Let's wrap up the program for tonight, start the music. And we've had a nice discussion. We've had a lot of input. And a lot of cards pulled, a lot of different topics that are essential to life. So I hope that you're able to benefit from this. And again, if you have any topics you'd like discussed, if you have something going on in your life you'd like to see discussed, we can do that anonymously. Just send us an email, admin@icmhchurch.org. Or if you're a student, you can send it to any of the, you know, IMHS email address or TFU, it doesn't matter. They all come to one spot here. So we appreciate that. So I appreciate everybody's time tonight, those listening to the archive as well. Thank you to Dr. Hunter, as always, and to Michael. Until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.